Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Let's read it again. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and he took 5 loaves. No, go back. Is that the one they said a certain lad, we gave? No, there's a scripture like that. Small boy gave his lunch. Let me look for that scripture for a second. When he was asking that, what shall we do? Then they said, there's a lad here with some loaves of bread. Yes. John 6:9. Yes. John 6:9. I found it. Let's go. John 9. Don't worry. Projector, Ebeba. John 6:9. This is a little boy. This scripture is a little boy, just like you, a little boy who went for Jesus' church service. A little boy, when Jesus was having a service, the boy went there. And at the point Jesus preached, the people were hungry. And was asking the disciples that, what shall we do? And people will say, oh, if you buy plenty bread, the poor cannot eat. If we do this, they cannot eat. If the bread will not, Jesus said, then somebody came to say that there is a little boy here. Everybody said, there's a little boy. If it were you, you'd have run away. If it were you that Jesus took your lunch, like Monday morning, Jesus' face would be in the graphic. Pastor took child calipo. You can't bring the scripture. Too slow. Somebody asked a question before, they said there's a lad here. Let's go to like 6:6. 6:6. Yes. He said, and this he said to prove them, for he himself knew what he would do. 7. 7. It's gone off. So he said, Philip answered, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. That him, the men there, a lot of men, women too were there, they eat, the children. How many bread is that? One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, these are the concerned people who brought the report. Yes, verse 9. He said, there is a lad here. There is a small boy here who has 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But he said, by even that thing, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he can't do anything. Jesus said they should call him the boy. And the boy gave everything to Jesus. When the boy, he said, it was the boy's lunch that was used to perform the miracle. If it were you, will you give your lunch to Jesus? As we are here, if we say we are hungry, and you say that, okay, I have a jollof here and 2 pieces of chicken. Will you give it to me to provide it and multiply it? You won't bring it. You saw that right now. Jesus, the boy gave everything he had. What are you giving? You, as you are sitting down, what your dancing skill you can't give. Choir, you can. Some of you, it amazes me the places you go and sing. Choir, you can't join choir. You can't join choir. Hallelujah. Yeah. Masters at giving themselves wholly. Ever say masters? Say masters at giving themselves. Sit down. Holy. Amen. Next one. We'll close with that one. Because I have to pray for you. Serpents are masters of contentment. Everybody say contentment. Yeah. If you are going to pass through the pack of woods to arrive at the other side, you must learn to be content with what you have. Learn. Give me 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. You must learn to be happy. Hey. You must learn to be happy with what you have. We have a generation of children whose eyes are never satisfied with anything. You are never satisfied. Oh, where's the scripture? 1 Timothy 6, 6. Bible says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with what? Contentment. Learn to be content. Young people, learn to be content. Learn to be happy with what you have. I say 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. Give me 1 Timothy 3, verse 6. Learn to be happy with what you have. Most of you sitting down here, you see, because you are children, you have a way of twisting the arms of your parents. You ask your parents for something, they cannot get it for you. You twist their arms. And it is because of this thing called contentment that you are not happy with this thing. That is why you go in for boys. Boys to buy you phone. And they demand other things from you. Sit down. They are touching. You rather go and give yourself to other people because you wanted something in exchange. Some of you, the sleeping they sleep with you is because of yogurt. Yogurt. Some of you, not even yogurt, but Indomie. Cafe, neke Indomie, neke Abone. Neke no yon afro, ple, 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 ple. O na ko Indomie dan. Ka he Indomie neke no ba chip yo tu. Ka he Indomie neke no ba chip yo tu. A little reverend, you don't understand gang, ona. Kojo, go and sit down. Go and sit down. No, go and I said, go and sit down here. Come and sit down here. Yeah. I'll preach with you. Yeah. I pray for you. Masters of contentment. Learn to be content. He said, but godliness with contentment. You must have God, your ability to be godly. And to be happy with what you have. Listen, the moment you start comparing yourself with somebody, Bible said that they that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. Compare yourself too much. Hey, we are not in the same house. So we can never be in the same house. There are people here. Your parents drop you at school in the car. Stand up. They drop you at school in the car. They were... My name is Mukumukweya International School. They drop you at school in the car. Catch your lolly poor car. Now I'm not talking about school bus. Daddy, you sit in daddy's car and they take you to school. You see the number here? The rest of us, we walk. We walk. So you can't envy them. Me, when I started school, I used to walk barefooted. barefoot. I used to be in the village. Do you know barefooted? You don't wear anything. You walk. I could walk like from here to trade fair twice before I get to my school. When we close, we walk back. My school, that school I attended, nobody can say the father dropped them with a car. Well, fair, we walk. Nobody father has a car. The whole village, only one man be who has a car. No poor car if it. Yeah. We're going to the school. Learn to be content. Learn to be godly. Learn to be godly with whatever you have. Most people cannot be, you cannot be content when you have something little. You cannot, you always compare what you have with what your friends have. And that is where jealousy starts from. That is where discontentment starts from. We are in the generation where you cannot be genuinely happy for a friend. Somebody has climbed the stage, the person is singing. You will never clap. Oh, nonsense. Even this thing I can do. Yeah. Yeah. That's how we start. Oh, sit down. Even this thing I can do. That is why when they call the dancing stars, I never heard anybody clap. When they finish dancing, I never heard anybody clap. Yeah. Look, in this church, we are taught to encourage one another. Somebody, look, you should see when we see Ida on the stage. We are all happy. We are all clapping. We learn to support each other. Learn it from today. Learn to support one another. Small church we are in, quarrels. J Church Choir, full of quarrels. Two people are not talking. This one, don't talk to this one. Small J Church Choir. Is that the attitude you are bringing to the adult church? And the adult church, if you see somebody talking to your husband there, you shoot the person. By the time it will get to your generation and you'll be coming to adult church, you come to church with a gun. Hey, why did you talk to my husband? Pay. Kill him. Yeah. No, learn it. Learn how to support one another. Learn how to clap for somebody. Yeah. Learn to be content. Me, I don't sing. If I see you singing, it's great. I can't sing. Learn to clap. Learn to encourage. Every day fighting. Every day somebody doesn't talk. In your J church, you come. They say, go around and shake hands with one another. You have your clique. People don't talk. Because of that, people have left the church. This is your small J church. This is why we are coming to make you a lady pastor. You fight with everybody in the church. That cantankerous spirit, that quarrelsome spirit, you bring it to the adult church. Come and fight with everybody. Hey, nobody can do by center in my house, witches. You never encourage anything, church. Serpent, one of the wisdom keys that can help you, listen, it can help you, is learn to be content. Never envy anybody. Hey, one of the places you can see competition is secondary school. Learn it before you go to secondary school. Me, when I went to secondary school, nobody visited me. 3 years. Once me and my mother came. Even she came for PTA meeting. She's going to visit me for what? I had a friend. My chore box is where we keep, my chore box is where we keep our books. Me, my chore box. Conflict, mbeku, shiton mbeku. So in Kela Kesh, let's put our books together and let's put our food also together. The food we are putting together, my food is not part. He's called Muhammad. He's a Muslim. My best times are when the Muslims are fasting. Oh, I eat for him. Have the key. The key to our troubles is with me. Oh, no, no, no. The guy likes me. I don't know why he likes me. So the key, sometimes will be there. And the prince were rich. I think it was God that connected me to him. The prince were rich. So Ramadan, when the Muslims are fasting, every evening they bring him food. So me, I don't go for dining. If I see the prince, I say, oh, he's praying. Then I collect the food, I keep it. Then he finished praying, then he comes. So that guy, I don't allow him to make friends with anybody. Oh, Dabi. Beke ba chonyan yue, ka ajani eko ba shono. Una ne ba shot me, whoa. If I see you talking to him, hey, ma wobo baby ane no. No, 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 why are you talking to him? No, why? What's the reason? What do you want? If you want something, come and see me. Why are you talking to him? Hey! Meanwhile, the guy, he's a Muslim, I'm a Christian, he's doing a different course, I'm also doing a different course. There's nothing common that we have, just that we are in the same house, that's all. Oh, Paddy Manefilom, yeah. It was when I became his friend that I first ate conflicts. Oh, sister, in conflicts, I don't even know how it tastes like. I see the poor pot, they taste in conflicts in Nekra. It's because of that guy I've opened Sade. Because when I was going to secondary school, my cousin told me that I should write. We wrote milk, cornflakes, biscuit. We wrote all sardine, Milo. Then my grandfather said, "Ke list, number one, Milo. What is Milo? What is Milo? Can't say it." He said, "You see." There was this Milo Ipo didn't come to me. It's called chocolate. It's in the green this thing. So they bought that one and they pour it in the Milo Conco. Then it's still there. Then I send that one. Then milk 5. Milk, I think 12 or 1. Milk 12. I said, can't say it. No milk. When I asked why, he said, if you open the milk, there's no fridge there to put the rest inside. So he won't let me use it. Sardine. Okay, will lie. I can't say sardine. He canceled everything. Then he saw Gary. So you see, I was doing myself that Abby. I said, Gary, one olonka. I said, no. Gary changed the one olonka and write 6 olonka. Gary, you need a lot. Gary, 6 olonka. Sugar, 1 olonka. Kemilo, ke sardine. One of the kind sardine that they use there. Margarine butter to measure. No, about fimoke or rubber. No, cool. You didn't come to meet it. No, the sardine, no, the not sardine, milk powder needle, the one you measure. Now, I've never seen anything in a new can before. Hey, who's going to buy it? Then the Shemima biscuit they bought, you know, they said I should open it and give my siblings some. I didn't mean it cost secondary school. They said I should open it and leave half in the house. Oh. So when I went to school first term, you know, then I went to meet Muhammad. So second term when I came, then they said, bring your list. I said, I don't have a list. You buy what you can buy. Because if I write, you cancel it. At a point, I was not sending anything to school. I just called Mohammed Achali. Yeah. Then I had a school son called Oko. Oko and Akwele. The Oko, who was my school son, I was older than him. But I was a school father. He was a school son. If his parents visited him and they bring him home, cho, and he doesn't know and he eats the food without me seeing it, he has died. I'll beat him. I'll beat him. You see, they'll be kneeling, they'll be begging me. Oh, Senya Ima, I beg you. I said, this is the last time they brought you food and you have eaten it and I've not approved. Don't you know you can die out of poison? He said, it's my own mother. I said, don't be silly. Don't be silly. Am I not your school father? When you get to secondary school, you will see competition. And there's a guy whose parents come there to visit him. Hey! They come with pickup. And the pickup, there are plastic chairs behind the pickup. Then when the parents and the family come, they spread the plastic chair, they sit down, and the guys, the family meeting, they eat. Then they put him in the car, then they go around the school about 5 times before the parents will go. Hey! Me! Hey! So, Mr. Mohammed was my friend. Mohammed, something, I don't even know where he is. But the guy, I ate the guy's food. I ate the food. Hey, oh, I have to look for him. I have to look for him. But the guy helped me. Hey, yes, at the point, the Oko was my school son. The sister, Akwele's school mother was the dining hall prefect. Afa. Oh, I don't start. So dining that people are rushing. No. If Mohammed failed me, Akwele's school mother will not fail me. Always, I was in a comfortable lead. Then one day, we were at the boys' dormitory. Then we had snake at the girl's side. So it's a mixed school. So when they say snake, everybody want to show that. Tally, like, what's up? We are going to kill the snake at the girl's side. When we got there, then we asked the girl that, where is the snake? It's in the chobos. This was around the time we were about to vacate. So when you're about to vacate, everybody's broke. Even Pep student, Paul, you won't get. Broke! So when the girl said the snake entered the chobos, hey, boys, and to carry the chobos, then we brought the chobos. Then we started bringing the things out of the chobos. Hey! Broke time that everybody thing was getting finished. Conflicts, 3. Sardine, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Milk, 1, 2, 3. Butter, hey! When we removed that, it was not snake. It was war gecko. You know how girls, they do their things, war gecko. Hey! As they start packing the things into the chobos, I say, hey, God. So do you love some of us? Like some of us, are we your children? Yeah. But one of the things you must learn very early in life is to learn to be happy with, you see, most people who are not content with what they have, it can even affect you when you grow up in choosing a beloved to marry. You date this one small, you leave it. You are not content. Oh, this one I don't like. But us is too flat. Then go and collect this one. Oh, mene go on dacho. You leave it. Mene. And you'll be dead. You can't get anybody to marry. Yeah. One day I followed my friend to Somanya. He said he wanted to marry. I said, no problem. I took my car, filled it with petrol, and I followed him to Somanya to go and marry. As we were doing the marriage, you know, then the guy said he will not marry again. Oh. Hey! I was his best man. So he stood up, he went to the washroom, I followed him. When we got to the washroom, he said, Charlie, I don't go marry again. I said, yeah? What about them? You will marry. I said, why? He said, so as we were doing the wedding, a certain girl came to give offering. Some slim girl. He said, is that girl that he wants? Hey! He said, is that girl that he wants? I told him that no problem. Let's finish this one. So that we'll go and look for that girl. Today, he has 3 children. And then at different and so say, came. Yeah. Be content, be happy. Young boys and girls, be happy. Godliness with contentment is great gain. It is one of the secrets that will help you. What's wrong with her? Her stomach. Stand up and sit down. Yeah. It's one of the things that will help you. Say amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Don't forget this scripture. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. But God, let's all read it. Go. Again. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Listen, stop the comparison. I sing better than this person. I dance better than this person. All these things create factions. And they are unnecessary. Unnecessary. I sing better. I dance better. I can do this better. We are not looking for people who can do things better. At all. Yeah. Masters of contentment. Learn to be content. Learn to be happy. Learn to be happy with what you have. If your father doesn't have a car, he doesn't have a car. If there's no flat screen in your house, you don't have it. Anything you don't have, you don't have. One day, look, my father never had a car. Maybe he had, I didn't know, but he never had. Maybe your father had an aeroplane. Jevin, you are looking for Jevin. Jevin is at the back. Your father had an aeroplane, but I will not envy you because your father had an aeroplane. Yeah. May the spirit of contentment come upon us. I said, may the spirit of contentment come upon us. May the Lord help us to be content with whatever we have. May the spirit of jealousy and discontentment and envy go out of our lives. Yeah. Discontentment. Envy. 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 Young girls, you are envious of somebody's shoe. You are envious of somebody something. May the Lord forgive us. I said, may the Lord forgive us. If you are going to survive in this world, if you are going to survive, Uncle David, if our children want to survive in this world, then they must have the spirit of contentment. Be content. Be happy. I'm advising you, be happy with what you have. If your parents give you 10 CDs to school, be happy. Don't go and compare yourself with somebody that they give him 30 CDs. That's what your parents can afford. Don't twist the arms of your parents. The spirit of contentment. May that spirit come upon us. I say, may that spirit come upon us. Yeah. You see, because if you are looking for something you don't have, then you can. There are many things you can do to get what you are looking for. That's why some of you do things you don't want to do just so that you can get a phone at a very young age. Stop it. Stop it. Mobile phone is not anything. You get to a stage in your life. Look, man, it's iPhone I don't like. But if I want to buy iPhone, how much is iPhone? What's the latest iPhone? iPhone 50 Pro Max. How much is it? I don't know how much it is. Will it be up to 20,000? It will be up to 20,000. It will pass. Land money. Eh? Oh no, all the phones are land money. All the phones are land money. Yes, this iPhone 15 Pro Max they are mentioning, it should be like 25,000. Yes. And then you see a girl who is not working, he has it. But the father who is working is using yam. It's also another mystery under the sun that we cannot. A young girl is using iPhone 15 something. And her father who is working is using yam with rubber band on it. It's also another mystery. Yeah. Sometimes it's not this and we sell it to bind it like that. Yeah. Be content. Tell yourself, I'm content. Say, I'm happy. Say, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Yeah. It is wonderful. If you are going to survive in this world, if you are going to survive, because you see, if you are going to be a sheep that is going to walk among wolves, learn to be happy with what you have. Because if the wolf is eating something you like and you go there, something bad can happen to you. Yeah. And you see, the devil always wants to entice you people with things. You get to a stage of your life, and it will not be phone again, it will be cars. And now this person is driving some car. He's not driving some car. My car is this. Hey, my father Bishop that he would miss, he has told us that car is a tool that transports somebody from point A to point B. It's a tool. It's like a basic necessity. A house. You build your own houses. Amen. I'm saying you practically build and go and stay inside. Your car. Last time I met one of my classmates, he said, "Hey, you have a car." I said, "Ah, why are you shouting? What is the you have a car? I've been driving this car 5 years. Which one is the you have a car?" He said, "Hey." As I went through, she doesn't even have car tie. Yeah. She doesn't have car tie. Yeah. But you see, when you stay with God, He will prosper you. Amen. You see, that I know. That I know. If you stay with God, He will prosper you. God will bless you. You see, when we say God will bless you, just believe it. I said, God will bless you. God will bless you. However He's going to bless you, me, I don't know, but I know He will bless you. He will bless you. God, I've seen how God has blessed me continuously. As I was talking to someone, the person said that the age at which you built that house, it is not a normal age. I said, yeah. I married at 28. 28, I was moving to my own house. But when I was moving to my own house, I was not earning salary. They used to pay me tabletop. You know tabletop? Anybody they pay tabletop, go and ask. You see? I always want to chill. Because one of the things, this I don't joke with you, Tolo. It's very nice. Not carbon. There is some special flavor. Nice flavor. Have one be in my area. When she see my car, no, say, oh, customer. They told me customer. So at the point when I was building my house, one lady pastor said, he said, every month, send me a picture of your building. If there is no change in the building, hey, it's like tag of war. Because she knows that this boy, he will chew Domedo. Domedo, I don't know how they do that thing. Look, I'm a nutritionist. I would never advise you to eat Domedo. It's one of the meat you shouldn't eat, but we can't help it. It's like the sin that easily beset us. You like the sin. It's like you can't stop it. It's nice. The feeling is different. It's a feeling that cannot be wrong. Hallelujah. Be happy. Be content. Yeah. You are going to see so many things in the church. God is not going to bless all of us at the same time. One day we'll be here. What's your name? Timothy will come to church. Timo will come to church with Range Rover. See, by that time, you'll be saying, Timbo, I better work. No. Do you see? By your ability to wait for your season. Most people cannot wait for their season. So you envy. Timothy, you're Leona. I get land garden here. So that's everybody's trying to look for a way to connect whatever has happened to your prosperity. Oh, you're Leona. I don't know why anytime somebody died, they know somebody who killed the person. Every time they know the person who killed the person. One day, two brothers, they were fighting. Then the other person said, can't buy funeral, shinkra. When I die, don't come to my funeral. You know how those people talk. It wasn't long. Then that guy, he died. Everybody say, oh, he died. Now, when he died, they were not burying him because there was no money. Now, the one who has money to help the funeral is his brother. But when he was alive, he said he shouldn't come for the funeral. So, nobody could go and tell him that his brother has died, even though he knew that he can't come because they've warned him that he shouldn't come for the funeral. Then you two, as you were going to die, you didn't leave money so that we used to bury you. So, he was there. Then the elders of the family had a meeting. And they said that they are going to call this guy who has died, they are going to call his spirit so that they will ask him that, so show us where the money is so that we can come here to bury him. So when the elders went and they came back, they said the guy who has died, his ghost, his spirit said that, that his brother, that he said he shouldn't come for the funeral again. No? He has forgiven him. He has forgiven him. So now he can come for the funeral. And they came to tell this brother. Then the brother said, he begged. He didn't hear it from his brother, so he will not come. See, little quarrels. Somebody doesn't talk to somebody all the time. There is some rancor. There is some faction in the church. Somebody and somebody are not talking. You will grow up with it. That's why some people on their wedding day, nobody come. Just here. You've quarreled with everybody. The day you had your beloved, all of us are witches and wizards. Hey, beloved, honey. You sack all of us. Now you are getting married. You need us. A certain girl was getting married. The morning I called him, I asked him, where are you? She said she's at Agbuloshi. What did she do? She said she's buying ice block. I said, you have fought with everybody, so you cannot send somebody. Hey! Go and kneel down. Go and kneel down there. Quick. Go and kneel down in front. Hurry up. Go and kneel down.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.